Page title, About the Youth Committee Role. Heading, About YDAS. YDAS advocates and delivers programs for disabled young people in Victoria. Advocate means we work one-on-one with disabled people to help them with problems, work to change processes, services, and attitudes about disability. We work with disabled young people to make sure that their human rights are upheld. Human rights are things that everyone should be able to get, have, or do. Heading, About the Role. The Youth Committee is a group of disabled young people in Victoria who will support us to make sure disabled young people are involved in all our work, help us make decisions about our future, be a way for our staff and board to hear from young people, support leadership development for disabled young people, support succession planning for YDAS and the disability sector. Succession planning is when we pass on leadership roles in an organisation. Succession planning can take months or years. The Youth Committee works closely with our staff and board. Two members of the Youth Committee, aged 18 plus, are on the YDAS board. Heading, What the Youth Committee Will Do. Youth Committee members will help us think about our long-term vision and decide what our work will focus on. Share their ideas about how our work is helping us reach our goals. This may include being part of project working groups. Youth Committee members will also speak up about issues that we can focus on and opportunities for new work. Youth Committee members will go to 6 Youth Committee meetings each year, go to Youth Committee induction meetings and 2 to 4 professional development activities per year. Induction is when you learn how an organisation works. Youth Committee members will also represent YDAS in the community, such as by going to meetings with other organisations and talking to the media. Heading, Why You Should Apply for the Youth Committee. Youth Committee members will get to influence our strategic direction and work. We train Youth Committee members to support them to understand leadership and advocacy in the youth and disability sectors. Youth Committee members will get experience leading an organisation, get professional development in areas such as public speaking and how to be inclusive. Professional development means training and learning to develop your skills for your future, including studying and working. Youth Committee members will learn how organisations like YDAS create change and choose what to focus on in their work. Youth Committee members will make connections in the youth and disability sectors and get to meet and work with other disabled young people. The disability sector means advocacy organisations and other groups that speak up about barriers disabled people face. The youth sector includes local governments and community organisations which support young people, and funding and advocacy organisations like YACVIC. We will give you a certificate to show you are part of the Youth Committee and or be a referee. Heading, Reporting. The YDAS Board and YDAS Executive Officer will be in charge of the Youth Committee members and the committee's work. Heading, Key Selection Criteria. Key selection criteria means things someone would need to be able to do a job. When you apply for the Youth Committee, you must tell us how you meet the key selection criteria. To be on the Youth Committee, you must be a disabled young person, understand our advocacy work, be inclusive in your work, be able to work in a team with other disabled young people, be willing to do training and professional development. Heading, Payment. Youth Committee members will be paid $50 per hour. Heading, How to Apply. Email your application to Kira O'Reilly at koreilly@ydas.org.au with YDAS YC member in the subject line. Your email must include your resume. A resume lists your work experience and qualifications. Your response to the key selection criteria, including a short introduction about why you would be good for the youth committee. Please include examples or stories from your past work or experience when you answer the selection criteria. STAR or SAO are different ways to share your experience. You can learn more about them in This Guide to Writing Key Selection Criteria from the Victorian Government. You can write your answers or send us a video or audio file. Video or audio should be clearly audible and no longer than 10 minutes. Please include audio or video files as attachments or links in your email. You can use a file sharing service like Google Drive or Dropbox to send video or audio links. We will only consider interviewing you if you follow the above process. Please tell us if you need support to apply or want to send us your application in a different way. We want to hear from disabled young people who are First Nations young people, under 18, culturally diverse or people of colour, living with intellectual disability, LGBTQIA+ or gender diverse, in rural or regional areas, living with invisible disability and or mental illness. We also want to hear from young people who have not worked with us before. Send us your application by Sunday, 6 April 2025, 11:59 p.m. We want to interview possible youth committee members in the week of 14 April 2025. If you have any questions, please email Kira O'Reilly, they/them, at koreilly at ydas.org.au.